Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you. Live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Trend On, featuring guest interviews and current trends from businesses to entertainment to lifestyle topics. And here's your host, the engaging Tamara Lee.
Hello. Thank you for joining us on Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you. Who hasn't done the ALS or Ice Bucket Challenge by now? Everyone from presidents to celebrities to everyday folks all have jumped in or jumped on, that is, the trending Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS. And I'd attempt to say what ALS is, but I'm not going to do it. It's a mouthful. But it's more commonly known as Gehrig's disease, and the Ice Bucket Challenge has raised more than $100 million in donations. ALS has no known cause or cure, and the fundraising and research in the Ice Bucket Bucket Challenge is to change that, and the hope of Planel.org, the nonprofit behind the film series Ed's Story, is to change lives. The journey of Pastor Ed Dobson, who was diagnosed with ALS 13 years ago. Our guest, Steve Carr, Executive Director of Planel.org, shares the message of Ed's Story, truly living while dying with ALS on trend this week. So thank you for joining us for today's show. Ed's Story is raw, honest, and offers hope in the midst of suffering. Not everyone has ALS, but we can all relate to what suffering means. And Planel.org is a donor-supported group dedicated to discovering ways to look at the teachings of Jesus through visually, beautifully, and creative films, including True Beauty, Numa, Basic, and the soon-to-be-released God on Campus. So we look forward to an exciting and inspiring show today. I am your host, Tamara Lee, founder of Tamara Lee LLC, a communications expertise company meeting the needs of clients on multiple communications platforms, including website building optimized for mobile and SEO and social media marketing, as well as writing for your blogs, content articles, and editing and communications through close with image and style consulting and intercultural communication. So we have got your trending communication needs covered. You can find more on my website at TamaraLeeLLC.com and check out my blogs at TamaraLeeLLC.com, TamaraLeeGhLLC.com. And as your host, Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you with the Link Local Network, we welcome you to today's show. And at the top of today's show, I would sadly like to send out our condolences to our founder, force and vision behind the Link Local Network, Fred McMurray. Fred lost his mother yesterday. She was 81 years old and was rather unexpected, so we want Fred to know that he and his family are in our thoughts and prayers. So before we introduce our guest, Steve Carr, Executive Director at Planel.org, I would also like to welcome my co-host and producer, Heidi Feimster. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Tamara. How are you?
Doing well. I'm enjoying this little bit of Indian summer that we have in fall, so I'm pretending we're still in summer. So, you know me and my weather dependency. I'm happy anytime it's above 80 degrees, or I'll take 70 in fall, so. Anyway, Heidi's a smart part of our show and makes it happen behind the scenes, so I'm glad to have her here. And she also has a shout-out for our other sponsors this morning.
We'd like to thank Mediavine Marketing, simplifying social media for successful businesses and professionals through training, consulting, and management. Mediavine Marketing, minimizing your efforts and maximizing your results. We'd also like to thank ZipBoss.com, a professional business cloud built and maintained by Metasoft, Inc., ZipBoss, create, market, succeed, where powerful websites are born. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you, Heidi. I would also like to say that Tamara Lee's Trend On is one of several shows in our growing lineup on the Link Local Network. So check out those shows as well on the linklocalnetwork.com. Link Local Network is a networking organization for professionals who utilize social media to promote their businesses and accomplish their goals with a strong local, national, and international following. Link Local, Connect Global on linklocalnetwork.com. And you can also follow me and Heidi and Link Local and Flannel Steve on Twitter and Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, and all those other social places at Tamerly LLC, at Heidi Feenster, at LinkLocal.net, and at Final Seeds. So with that final bit of business here before we bring on our guest, you can also find today's show link as well as our past Tamerly's Trend On shows on Bug Talk Radio. Search Tamerly's Trend On. And on my website, TamerlyLLC.com, as well as on the LinkLocalNetwork.com website under radio shows. And I also post blogs and guest info on both sites, so check those all out. So that's the beauty of our shows, that even if you miss us live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time here on Link Local Network, you can listen and share any show via the links. Our shows recorded and are available for archival listen. So now let's get to meet our guest, if we haven't lost him already by now. So are you there, Flannel Steve?
I am here.
Oh, good. And here for you is where?
We are in near Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it's a gorgeous day here as well.
Yeah, that's what, isn't that what you say in Michigan, that you have the better side of the lake?
We do. We do. We have the sunny side of the lake.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't need to move out of the Midwest entirely. I just need to get around to the right side. So I have been gone the last 6 weeks. I literally traveled from coast to coast with my kids. It was a summer of getting them all settled in different locations. And as you and I have talked in the past, when you raise your kids to be adventurous, well, darn it if they don't turn out that way. And then that means you're like traveling the globe.
Yes, yes.
So it's good to be back. And so for the hot summer trend of the ice bucket challenges over, I thought we would get you on here and be able to jump in on, if not under, which I haven't done yet, which I was actually kind of glad of. You know, I'm a glamour girl, and I don't really do water well.
I might have to nominate you.
I sort of dodged that bullet or bucket, as it were.
It's been an interesting phenomenon. That ice bucket challenge came out of nowhere and just really took off.
Well, and Ed's story, really the short documentary that you've done that chronicles his life, Ed's life, he was diagnosed 13 years ago. So you think, you know, 13 years from now, all of a sudden it being a hot trending topic, that's a long time for it to go under the radar. So what has that meant in terms of your story and for the film to have this ice bucket challenge be so hot, as it were?
Well, it certainly helped draw attention to ALS, certainly, and also to Ed's story. I asked Ed about his feelings on the ice bucket challenge as well, and he's just thrilled with the awareness it's caused, not just for Ed's story, but for the disease as well, because most people have no idea what it is. And I'll tell you, until you meet someone and know someone who has it, you feel much differently about the whole disease. It's literally a disease that prevents your brain from talking to your nerves and your muscles, and your body just slowly deteriorates and dies. Your mind is as sharp as ever, and yet death is occurring throughout your body. It's just a horrible disease, and they still don't know what causes it, and there is no cure at this time. My background, actually most of my career was spent in consulting, and I was in financial advisory consulting for entertainment companies, and with a global consulting firm, and my clients were Disney, Columbia Pictures, Sony Entertainment, and pretty much a whole host of firms you would recognize. And I did that for years and years and years, and it was, you know, coming out of business school, it was very exciting, it was very fun, and And then later on in my life, I started to feel understanding the power of entertainment and media. I wanted to find a way to use that to do something for good, to make a positive difference in the world. And I was fortunate enough to get some opportunities to do that. So that's kind of my background.
And so when did Flannel Org come into being?
Well, Flannel started around the year 2000 is when it started. And our first film, which is called Rain, it's a story of where is God when, you know, our world seems like it's in a storm, was actually filmed, ironically enough, on 9/11/2001. And that was our very first film.
Wow. So then from there, you picked up momentum, and now you have, I think it's like 39 and counting, more films?
Yeah, we have, it may be more than 39, I've lost count, but we have four different
okay,
film
like 50
series.
Or more.
Yeah, we have like 1,000 films.
Yeah, you and Disney.
Yeah, right. No, it's, yeah, we started with a particular series called Numa, N-O-O-M-A, and it's short-form filmmaking, and Numa comes from the Greek word pneuma, which is where we get the word pneumonia, for example. But the word translated from the Greek actually means spirit or breath. And that first series we did was kind of an invitation to a conversation about God. And it's just a series that takes all different kinds of topics and kind of asks the question, where is God in all of this? So it's been a very interesting series, and we have 24 films in that series, and it's been fascinating. It actually, the series started after a conversation with some folks at MTV years and years ago, obviously, and we learned that one of the main life issues that audience lists as a significant issue in their life, one of the top issues was spirituality, which fascinated us. And it was in the upper 60% area. That's kind of their big life issue. Ask the same question, though, and call it Christianity instead of spirituality, and it drops from 60% to almost nothing, which just, of course, shocked us. And so we kind of set out on a mission of let's just do something about this. Let's engage people in the conversation. And that's what Numa was all about.
So what that actually kind of circles around to what one, and I'm going to jump over some of your other films, so we'll go back to that. But that just seems like such a great segue into one of your new projects coming up, of Try on Campus.
Yeah.
And you post it like 7 out of 10 college kids, I think it was, that maybe were raised in the church or raised with the faith, kind of abandoned that during their college experience.
Yes, absolutely. They 7 out of 10 just kind of drop out of that scene. They have little, if any, interest in church. It doesn't mean they're still not interested in God. However, they are dropping away from church, and on college campus, it's becoming more and more difficult for someone to live out their faith, if I can put it that way. It's just there's kind of a stigma about being a religious person against that. And so God on Campus is a conversation about that, and it's kind of a historical look at the college system in America, with most of the founding colleges, the first 13 colleges, including all the Ivy League schools and so forth, were started actually as Christian colleges. And in fact, it's still in their bylaws and charters. And you wouldn't know that today. You wouldn't think
Why
that
would
at
you
all.
Not? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, there's just some interesting things in looking at that history. When you look at the college system and how it started and the brilliant people behind it, there's things where they talk about how, you know, knowledge cannot be separated from God. And today, by and large, God is not invited on campus. It's the exact opposite.
Right.
In fact, so we're going to be taking a historical look at, we're going to film on 9 different campuses and just take a historic look at that campus and some of the history behind it and how it started and what its founders were thinking at the time. And then we're going to take one individual from that campus and just share some life-changing things they did in with their careers. And so the whole idea of this is, you know, we don't want college students to be embarrassed or shy away from the fact that they do have a relationship with God. They do want God as part of their lives. And in fact, whatever their major is, be it the arts or medicine or engineering, God is in all of that. And we can give thanks for that. We can proclaim that to the world and not be embarrassed about it. So we're going to be looking at 9 different individuals who literally did something that changed the world in their career, and they started it as a college student who had the awareness that, yes, there is a creator, and I do rely on that creator.
Yeah, well, and then it kind of circles back to that pneuma of what does it mean? And you look at, during those college years, you're making your major life decisions, and what better time to have got on board than at that point in your life. And yet
Right. Everything,
as you said, now in our secular campus experience is to exclude God from any part of that conversation. So
Right. It's
exciting. And are you seeing, you know, I feel like, but it seems that there is also that trend to bring that back around with, you know, films like God Is Not Dead, where that was also based on a college campus. And maybe the more we've gotten away from it, there is that revival of sorts to see the need to bring God back to our universities.
Yes.
Not that that's a question, that's a statement.
Yeah, no, but it's true, and there is that trend there, and you see it even with you know, Hollywood type films as you mentioned, and I think people kind of miss that, and when a film comes out that recognizes that, people do get around it and get behind it and want to see it.
So, well, great. Well, we'll look forward to more on that. And then I wanted to, now we'll circle back, and there's a couple other film series in your works, and these are not full feature-length films, correct? The way that you formatted
your
films?
No, these are all, short-form films, 15, 20 minutes or so each film.
So quick things. And actually, with your going with the short films and having started back in 2000, that was even really before social media and YouTube and all that exploded. Did you envision at the time that you would have such accessibility to your work and the platforms that you're able to show your films on?
Well, you know, we were aware of the fact that attention spans are getting shorter and shorter and shorter, and people want information now, and they want it easily accessible. But actually, when we made that first film, it came out on VHS tape. There wasn't
a
website yet. The you know, so it's come a long way since 2000.
For anyone under 30 years old, what is VHS?
Yes.
Throwback.
Exactly. Right.
Well, if you said
so,
beta,
we're
really
almost there. Yes, we're almost at that point with DVD. Believe it or not, it's kind of we want
provide your films in DVD, right?
We still do. Yes, but actually, most of our customers can get them online via download or streaming.
Okay, so the other ones are, so you have Pneuma, God on Campus, mm-hmm. Ed Story, and then what are the other ones?
We have a series called Basic, and that was that series followed our Pneuma series, and in some ways it kind of picks up from where Pneuma leaves off in a way, meaning the whole Pneuma series is just a discussion about different life issues, from grieving to sex to forgiveness, and just pick the life issue. It's kind of a conversation of where is God in this, and we're just inviting people to join that conversation. But Basic is more towards folks who have come to the conclusion, yes, I do want to follow this God. I want to know more about what that means. What does that look like? And it's aimed directly at an audience of probably 25 and under, who very much have the opinion, as we've discussed before, I'm interested in God, but not the church. Church just does not work for me, and there's several reasons why that's occurring in our culture. But this particular series is a conversation about, okay, you're interested in this conversation, here's some things that maybe you need to know. And the whole point, it's a seven part series, and kind of the point of it is that we're in this together. If you decide, yes, I want to follow this God, then there's a reason that church exists. And as a matter of fact, Jesus is the one that started the church. So reaching the conclusion that it just doesn't work, I'm not doing that, probably isn't the best the best answer. So if it's not working, let's figure out how to make this work. And that's kind of what the series is about. And it's taught by a guy by the name of Francis Chan, who's a pastor and author from California. He had a best-selling book called Crazy Love, which is a very interesting read. But Francis is just an amazing guy and a great communicator. So in this series with him, we take a journey where all of our films are, each series is very different, and we try to do them very creatively and make them as beautiful as we can. And in this particular series, what happens is Francis is teaching, and we are following four travelers who each have their own experience of finding God. And then we watch these four travelers actually go from this desert-like place where they're trying to find God to something that's supposed to represent what heaven might look like. So it's a kind of an epic journey that we follow as Francis is teaching. So it's a very interesting and fun series. And then we also have a series called True Beauty. And True Beauty is a series we made that's aimed at a female audience. And it's just a beautiful series. I really, really enjoy it. And you know, I'm the father of three girls, as you know.
I was just going to say, as the father of girls, you might know a little something about that.
Yes, yes, and you know, the expectations for women are just so great in our culture today, and you know, they're fed information of what it means and what it looks like to be successful, all of which is taught through media, be it in film or television, or simply going through the checkout line at the grocery store. Here's everything you need to know about, you know, what it means to be a woman. But actually, so much of it is just directly contrary to what the Bible might say about what does it mean to be successful. And the same is true for men and
right.
women, by the way. But where do you find your worth? Where do you find your success? And so it's a series that talks about different issues that women experience. And then each episode, we meet a woman who has been through that particular struggle, journey, issue. And so there's true life stories, and then there's just some reflection on what those mean to our world. So it's a great series.
Well, it sounds like through each of the story or the series that you really get to the core or the heart of where people are at and trying, where they might ask that question, where is God in all of this, or where am I in this particular area of life? And then you help, and not in an in-your-face way, but just give them information in a way that's meaningful that they can reflect on and maybe find some answers there. Is that,
absolutely.
Is that a good synopsis?
That's perfect.
Did I get that when I listened?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. And we try to do it artistically beautiful. You know, from the day we started, we're kind of a group of people who sometimes are embarrassed about, you know, when you hear a quote-unquote Christian film has come out and there's an expectation to see it, but there's also an expectation that, you know, well, it's not going to be all that great. The acting's not going to be great. Maybe the story is good and it has some redeeming value, done low budget or mm-hmm. you know, not the best it could be. And mm-hmm. our desire is the exact opposite. We want it to be a really wonderful, meaningful experience to watch the film.
Yeah. See, that's the differentiator between exactly people's mindset, it's not going to be good. And then I think you have that much greater impact because it's like, wow, you know, that was way better. Maybe it's good that the bar is low and then you can just like really surpass that. But I kind of felt that way with Atlas Shrugged. I just went to see the third part and I really wanted to like the film because I just loved the book. And I felt that way after I got out, like, oh, that really wasn't what I thought. And I felt that was me. I was disappointed and I wanted not to be disappointed. So that's exciting that that's your commitment to the level of excellence in all of your work. And you're currently fundraising for your new film, God on Campus, film series. So how does that tie into flannel.org as, because you're a nonprofit, right?
Yeah, we are not for profit, and you know, our business model is complicated. I will say we do raise money to make films. Each series is kind of different in terms of how it's funded and put together. And Ed's story, for example, is 100% donations is the way it gets made. But with all of our series, They are available to buy as well on DVD, and we have them on our website, flannel.org, where you can stream them or download them for a fee. So, yeah, you do have to buy the product, and we are not for profit, and we do solicit donations to get these films made, which kind of gets back to, you know, the whole issue of we do these things with excellence. Our Numa series, for example, the films are 15 minutes long, and we spend about, you know, $100,000 to $150,000 to make one of those films, which seems like a lot for, you know, 15 minutes, but again, we want it to be a beautiful, beautiful experience. So we use the best people we can find in doing the production. The music is composed for each episode, so we do them right.
Well, right, and comparatively, if your goal is to be, you know, on the same par as anything that Hollywood puts out, you're talking 90, 110-minute, you know, film, millions in their budget.
Yeah.
Then you look at yours, and a couple hundred thousand seems, you know, cost-effective comparatively.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
right.
So you look at that. So, but you also don't just receive money. You also, I mean, people, you do sell your products, and it is business to that regard, but you also, as part of your ministry and mission, make films available. So tell us, our audience, how you do that.
Yeah, we never want someone to not see one of our films because of the money. So we do make them all available for anybody to view. And if you go to flannel.org and click on the flannel player, you'll see that up at the top, and there's a way there to get a free ticket. So anyone can get a free ticket. You can use that to watch any or all of the films. And then likewise, we have a place for people who want to make more tickets available for other people to see. So that works out really nicely. And you know, probably the best part about, you know, how films are distributed around the world now compared to as recently as 2001, these films can be seen anywhere in the world, and they have been seen in around 160 countries now. So, you know, that's something we're just thrilled with. Anyone with access to the internet anyway can watch one of these things immediately and for free if they want to.
And with your international market growing, you also provide subtitles in a number of languages. Is that correct?
Yeah. We have most of our films are subtitled in 14 languages. And some of the, I think we have 8 films now that have been dubbed, actually, in Spanish. You know, it's our goal to do more of that, both dubbing and subtitling, and get different things in people's languages. Yeah, but it surprises us how the films are received all over the world. And so in addition to the U.S., our bigger markets are Canada, of course, but the United Kingdom, I think Brazil currently is our number 2 market.
Really?
And there's just a large number of people there that watch our film subtitled in Portuguese, and they're watched quite a bit in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa is a big market for us. Yeah, so it's interesting. And Ed's story, by the way, has also been dubbed in Arabic, which just completely blows our mind. But
wow.
It's being shown in the Middle East in Arabic.
Well, that's exciting. There's a message that needs to be heard over there in that part of the country.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what, with Ed's story, you know, this message of hope is, yeah, something that's needed all over the world.
Right.
So
right.
It's one that relates to everyone, everywhere.
Well, and that was one of the things with Ed's story that resonated with me, you know, and as we've talked about off air, of how not all of us have ALS, but we all have had at least one thing, if not multiple things, that we have had to suffer through and that experience. And so the message really transcends Ed's experience with ALS. How do we deal with all of those emotions involved, particularly when it's a health issue? That's been just wonderful to see as part of those films that I've had the privilege of, you know, getting to know in our conversations with you and mm-hmm. and seeing the film. So you also provide with each of your films some study materials, right? So is your part of your audience sort of reflections or small groups or personal devotions, whatever? What do you provide in addition to the films?
Well, for all of our films, we have something called a reflection guide. And by the way, those can be downloaded for free on our website. But the reflection guides are put together to help people, just as the name indicates, reflect more on the film. But they go through each film. They kind of follow along with each film and just ask questions about what you viewed. They take quotes from the film itself and maybe list some scripture that's relevant to the teaching. And what we find is lots of groups, house groups, small groups, use these things, you know, in community to talk about these issues. And we've been doing that for years now, and it fascinates us where they are used. Our, you know, our NUMA series aimed at a very young audience. The series was never designed for a house group or a small group or a church, for that matter. It was kind of aimed outside of all of that. But what happens is people see them and they want to talk about them. So, you know, these guides help you do just that.
Oh,
we also have, for some of the series, we have even some more in-depth writings and books and those types of things. The basic series, there's actually a couple of books that go with that series, as well as an interactive DVD that will lead a group or a church through the film and then through a series of questions to work through together. So we have all sorts of kind of resources for folks to use that go deeper and beyond the film.
Wonderful. And if someone wanted to get a hold of any of those resources or more information or view your films, where would they go for that?
You just go to flannel.org and just follow the menus on that website, and you can find all of that information there. And I think we have 6 films now that, if you click on the Flannel player, I think we have 6 films running right now that are just completely free. You can go take a look. We have 1 film from each of our series, so you can go ahead and sample those and watch those for free. In your choice of language.
And I have to ask before we close out here today, where did the name flannel come from? I'm like picturing, you know, the woodsman with the red flannel shirt, but I'm guessing that might not be it.
No, actually, it's a throwback. If you or listeners are someone that kind of grew up around a church in the 50s or 60s, you know what a flannel board is.
I don't know that at all.
Yes, I know. I wouldn't admit that. There is something called the flannel board or the flannel graph, and that was what people used to tell stories. So there'd be a little cutout of Jesus and the little sheep, and you'd put those, they would stick to the flannel board, And you would tell your story using flannel and little cutouts, and so it's kind of a throwback to that. We're a modern day flannel graph.
There you go. Before the days of grow boards or smart boards.
Yeah.
It was the flannel board.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, which I actually do remember. Sorry,
well,
my mother.
My mother was actually kind of the queen of the flannel graph. She I watched many stories from my mother using the flannel graph.
Why does that not surprise me?
Exactly. Right.
Wonderful. Well, and your filmmaking is just so compelling and so...
You're welcome. I invite everybody on October 15th, go to premiere.flannel.org, and you can watch our new Ed Story film, Grateful. It will be shown on premiere.flannel.org October 15th. It'll be streaming free all day long.
All right, wonderful. And that is, there's how many in the Ed series so far?
There are 7, so there'll be... Grateful comes out in October, and then a month later, a film called Healing, which is just a mind-blowing film. You're not going to want to miss that. That one comes out in November.
Okay. All right. Well, we will give a shout-out to those, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for the invitation. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. We look forward to sharing away on all of our social platforms all the great stuff that you have going at Flannel. So, and I will put that information up on our website at familyhealthy.com under blog post and on the localnetwork.com website under radio shows. Just look for Tamerlee's Trend on the link localnetwork.com website as well. And I invite you back next week to Tamerlee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you live every Wednesday at work. So thank you. Have a great week, and we will see you back next week.